The students at Miramonte are just a few of the 60 sexual abuse cases that have been filed against the Los Angeles Unified School District in the last 2 years. In July, the school district paid $27 million in damages to families who said their children were abused. There are cases still waiting to be resolved. Amen Oyibike spoke with the mother who says her worst nightmare was finding out what happened to her preschooler.
For most parents, sending their children to school means they're in a safe environment where teachers can be vital parts of their child's education. But recent sexual abuse cases against LAUSD have alarmed both parents and students. I spoke to a victim's mother who gave me a written statement about what happened to her son. Due to litigation, she asked that her identity be concealed. Her statement reads,
"In addition to being in the middle of trial, I am honestly a shell of the woman that I once was. I often wake up and face the reality that my child, my precious baby boy at 3 years old, was molested. And to be quite honest, it feels like death. I can tell you that the pain of learning your own child was sexually abused feels as if it's happened to you. What mother would not let herself be raped instead of her own child?"
LAUSD's Code of Sexual Harassment states that any employee accused of sexual misconduct will receive disciplinary action when reported. But what is LAUSD doing to prevent these things from happening in the classroom? I contacted representatives from LAUSD and the United Teachers of Los Angeles for a comment, but they declined to be interviewed for this story. But attorney Daniel Azizi from Downtown LA Law Group knows why they declined.
Because, I mean, there's liability on their end. I mean, they're still on the hook for Miramonte and whatever happens in the future.
Azizi believes that the school district should evaluate their methods of employment.
There should be safeguards in place, and I mean, that's where you get that negligent hiring. Did they do a proper background check?
Project Sister Sexual Abuse Prevention Coordinator Sophia Lopez says that parents speaking can help prevent sexual abuse by speaking to their kids.
Parents need to, unfortunately, you know, be aware of how prevalent child sexual abuse is. We need to talk to our children about it. Unfortunately, there's a lot of parents that might go, "No, this would never happen to my child." But we can't do that.
Lopez says most children will not come forward about abuse because they are too scared.
No one should be touching you and your private body parts ever, including a teacher. You know, and if someone does want to do that or does do that, you need to come and tell mom and dad right away.
Azizi believes the impact of sexual abuse on children will be long-lasting.
These are things that, generally speaking, they'll never recover from. That's why as bad as rape is, it's even worse than that.
Unsolved cases are still being held against LAUSD in court. Amen Oyibike, Annenberg, Radio News.